Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today I'll be talking about railway station announcers and automation. As usual, there's a blog post accompanying this episode. Today you'll find it at danq.link/announce. Announcers and automation. Nowadays, if you're on a railway station and hear an announcement, you're actually hearing a computer stitching together samples. But back in the day, there used to be a human with a tannoy microphone sitting in a back office telling you about platform alterations and destinations. I had a friend who did that as a summer job once. For years afterwards, he had this party trick that I always quite enjoyed. You'd say the name of a terminus station that was on a direct line from Preston, and he'd respond in his announcer voice. For example, you'd say, Edinburgh Waverley, and he'd respond saying, calling at Lancaster, Oxenholme the Lake District, Penrith, Carlisle, Lockerbie, Haymarket, and Edinburgh Waverley, listing all of the stops on that route. That was a quirky and beautiful and unusual talent. Amazingly, when he came to reapply for his job the next summer, he didn't get it, which I always thought was a shame because he clearly deserved it. He could do that job blindfolded. In any case, there was this strange transitional period during which we had machines to do these announcements, but they weren't yet very good at it. Years after the incident I described, I actually found myself on Haymarket Station, outside Edinburgh, waiting for the next train after mine had been cancelled, when a robot voice came on to announce a platform alteration. The train to Glasgow would now be departing from Platform 2 rather than Platform 1. A crowd of people stood up and grumpily shuffled their way over the footbridge to the opposite side of the tracks, and then, a minute or so later, a human announcer came on the tannoy and apologised for the inconvenience but explained that the train would in fact be leaving from Platform 1, to disregard the previous announcement. Between then and the train's arrival, the computer tried twice more to send everybody to the wrong platform, leading to this hilarious back-and-forth argument between the machine and the human, sort of reminiscent of the white zone, red zone scene from Airplane. It was perhaps only funny because I wasn't among the people whose train was in superposition. Clearly, even by that point, we'd reached the time where the machine was well established and easier to openly argue with than to dig out the manual and work out how to turn it off. Nowadays, that's probably even more true, but hopefully they're less error-prone. When people talk about how technological unemployment will affect them, they focus on the big changes, like how a tipping point with self-driving vehicles might one day revolutionise the haulage industry, along with the social upheaval that comes along with forcing a career change upon millions of drivers. But in the real world, automation and technological change comes in salami slices. Horses and carts were seen alongside the automobile for decades, and you still find stations with human announcers. Even the most radically disruptive developments don't revolutionise the world overnight. Change is inevitable, but with preparation, we can be ready for it. Once again, this episode was based on a blog post which you can find at danq.link/announce. If you enjoyed today's episode, leave a comment there or drop me an email on podcast@danq.me. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q very much.